Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just the way we
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on the third live hour of Parker Pathways on August 28th, 2016. And the call-in number is 512-716-1603. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And I keep forgetting to say on the medical device that's for sale that for $15.5 million, you know, you contact me for you know, on kwati@sbcglobal.net, and if we come to a discussion, I'll give you the phone number to call to be involved, you know, in buying that that product. And of course, the patents are pending. That's where it stands at the moment. And it's a working device in place to remove air in the IV line. But what I keep forgetting to say, I can't believe it, I'm forgetting to say, if I receive, I'm not out to promote the product itself as a promotion. It's not a sales pitch. It just happens to be a indication of things to come and the way the future is going to be to in-run the Asian patent system and do it legally. But if I you have any funds that come my way on the $15.5 million, why, and then it'll be blocked off, and then of course you get finder's fees and things like that. But that's not why I'm doing this. I'm indicating this as a fact of a medical device before the new regulations, because under Clinton, there is no way in hell you're going to be able to sell much without it going through the government in a different way in the regulations. And it's all going to be with the deals that Hillary made with China. So, but I'll give out 8% of whatever comes across to my table. And I'll give that to the station. I don't know how much that would be, but it would be, let's say it was a full price out of 15 and a half. You got the overrides, the transfer of the thing. And of course, the patents, when they come out, that increases it to $55 billion in value. There are already seven people that want in, and I'll put them in contact with the other day, since we've been on air. And the thing, but 8% coming in at $190,000, you know, for each one of the sales, I think I'd say that's 795. So that would be about $300,000 for the station, which I don't think that they would turn away. I've known John for a long time, and I think he'd appreciate it. But if it comes to that, that's the way it'll be. And I'll put it through. That's all legal we're talking about. We're not, you know. So it's not a solicitation. It just tells you the way the future world is like. This is the way it's going to be. You talk about a negotiator, Trump's at the right time. And that's just my private view, because that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be just like out of the Roman times, buying and selling nations, buying and selling ideas, buying and selling innovation, buying and selling people, buying and selling food, not the food you get in the grocery store. No, no. It's on your carbon footprint, see, with your card from the death panel. That's the real world. It's already here. And I just happen to be lucky enough to be a part of the innovation and the process of how the world's going. And if I can help my country in some way to make this different in a good way and bring that rose-covered garden and that fence back with the dog in the yard, the cows in the back, you know, that'd be quite great. So you have the United States trade deals with Asia, what we're talking about, and President Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is considered by a lot as a bad idea. TetraMedica and Matrica on the national poll, 1,000 people, and it's multiverse statistically, so it's pretty close. And shows you how people's interests are. The question, how closely are you following the news stories on the Trans-Pacific Partnership? 29% somewhat, 26 not very, 31% not at all, very closely 13%. So their very destiny determines it, you know. They don't get it. Among the respondents of 1,000 people, they say 60% say they want Congress to reject the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and 27 want it passed. That most Americans are saying that the Trans-Pacific Partnership would destroy jobs, against, you know, actually creating them. So, and bad for the economy. See, people don't realize, they know the economy's bad, but they don't realize how far it's slipped. You know why you have profits on the situation? Because the corporations are buying back their own shares. So they're setting up their price-earnings ratio in a higher, in a different way. You know, the return on investment's turning out to be 80% because they're working with their own money. See? So the thing is, this is why it looks, and they're all storing cash. You know? I don't blame them. I see that strategy as valid. And so you have Clinton has criticized the trade deals, but she really isn't that way. She doesn't believe that. She really wants this, you see. She's not representing that well, because she's singling out the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but it's involving 12 countries in Asia, North America and Latin America, so you got billions of dollars of trade. So if you have that plan is to wrap up the enforcement of the trade laws, you're criminalizing trade, according to Clinton. But the whole thing is that Hillary Clinton is sounding really like Bernie Sanders when you really come down to the idea of her so-called message to the worker. She doesn't care about the worker. It just happens that because of Trump's background, you know, that, you know, he does support the worker. Of course, I firmly believe that the election is going to get hacked. I think they're going to fix it, just like because Obama's using his computer system. That's his gift. But to Hillary. So if I were to look at something, I want you to think about. I want you to think about this. If you'd be kind enough to do it, you got a lot to think about. I've given you three life-saving situations, three strategies. 9 artificial intelligence planning, which you should have in your toolbox to understand what your future's like. I mean, anybody that uses BleachBit to take away their data, even Dalley, you know, Congress representative, he says that, quote, what was the statement? What's the quote? He says, data goes where even God can't find it, you know. Yeah, and that, you know, that's true, you know. You always serve of their transactions of the overthrow of three nations and the compromise of people like myself. Think about it. If Obama doesn't want Hillary president, he could be behind that, his organization behind those leaks on the Benghazi emails. Just a thought. Because they have to cover their ass, see, because of the legacy. It's just a thought. Just kick it around a while. And of course, the idea of putting water in sewage tanks and having a story and then change it out and then draw the water up at the end of a year and a half saying, well, they actually got the water out of the ground. They're already doing that. The government's already doing that. And that'll be a special type of water. And so this is tied into the Hawaii National Monument, which is bigger than the state of Texas, by the way. You know? And then, let's see, did Hillary perjure herself again on innovation, on males? Because there was no oath taken. See, in other words, you got to realize that she knew what she was doing. This comes out of the old Watergate days, you know, when she screwed Nixon over, you know, and then she used the same technique, and there are people that are in the psychology system that say people are determining if they want to die because of climate change. So you have that little piece of information, the population scenario, which I've talked about already. And, of course, the University of Texas study on mating selection that women have a second plan B for mating, you know. That's according to their study. And it's in the female's genetic code. That's the University of Texas study. So there may be, in my opinion, there may be a lot of truth to that. The women are always got a plan B, you know. It's like I opened the first hour, you know, the guy that's blind, poor guy's blind, he wants to listen to Limbaugh, and the wife says, you know, he listened to Limbaugh or me. He wanted to listen to Limbaugh, and she took him for everything. You know, so the future generations for climate change on the theory is for climate change, you know, being happening, there hasn't been any Earth temperature change for 16 years, and on particularly on heat. So, of course, this is coming in from the man-made global warming, and the computers have no algorithm. You've got to realize that the computers have no algorithm for global warming. So, when I interviewed Dr. Hawkins in terms of, and Dr. Mallard, I had him on too for climate change, and we talked, and he's the one that you know, exposed the hockey stick. But he said, it just isn't there, you know. And so Al Gore's got another problem in the next few weeks on how he's going to present that. And let's see, oh, yeah, they have the Clinton Foundation on the contact with the State Department. And, of course, the State Department is not going to put up the Benghazi or other kinds of transactions before the election. So Hillary's going to stick with physiology of decision fatigue on the with the drug propanol. and stay with that. And of course, there were a lot of things that Jeff Manho was talking about, and we brought that up before, which is, you know, revealing. But and I'll be talking about it in the next program. But the insiders, in terms of the Clintons and the Midnight Basketball during Clinton's time, it's called, and the no matter what anyone says, you know, Hillary's for the welfare state, and that's it, and that's her business. If you want to go with that, that's your business, because that's your vote. And but the idea of the welfare society with Obama is that the black lives with Soros's backing. I said, you know, Obama gave it on the okay, and that was a good strategy. And of course, we all, you know, to get the socialist state. There's a lot of talk about Hillary Clinton. It was on Jerry Kimmel. I didn't see it, but the thing was about the jar pop on the pickle jar. You know, anybody that opens a jar of pickles, you always get that pop, you know, with that air suction coming in, you know. But that was his thing to demonstrate that Hillary was physically fit and mentally alert. But there was no jar pop. And so that's, you know. And, of course, I've already mentioned about the safe places. If you don't like thoughts that you hear, the University of Chicago has said that there are no safe spaces, you know. And I think that... I think they have a good, you know, protocol for the incoming students to at least present that, to get the snowflakes a little more realistic. Of course, I've already talked about the Zika virus to be tested at the blood banks. Of course, he's blaming the Republicans, Obama is, for they didn't vote for the money to test for the Zika. Which is untrue, because the Democrats didn't back it when they were there, and that's on the record. That's another distortion by the President of the United States. And let's see what and you know, the one thing that amazes me is, why isn't somebody talk about not only the $135 million selling of uranium to Russia by Hillary, but what the hell is, why didn't somebody talk about the $400 billion to Iran? I mean, that was on her, that was part of her wheelhouse, you know? So, you know, just saying, you know? So and another thing, you know, some of these political guys, you know, in terms of things, they're saying, well, with that, you know, people are going to pull a lever for her anyway. You know, they don't care. You know, it's a socialist system and everything. Let me tell you something. It's beyond socialism. And I keep repeating it. We're at the point where you're going to lose the country. And I don't know if Trump's the guy, but people voted for him, but at least he's a negotiator, quote. And people say, well, he's crazy, and he's the other thing. No, I've talked to him, and he's far different than he is on TV. The guy really understands his subject. He knows what he's doing if he studies it. And that's why, you know, I was very honored, and that, you know, he, you know, said something about me being part of what his program is. But, you know, I'll give him a signed copy of my book and be a consultant from the outside. As I said, I just want to be left alone on my ranch. But I'm going to help the country if I can. We'll see you at the other end of the break. And the call number is 512-716-1603.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Really glad you're here, and the fact is we're just getting warmed up for the show and we only have a few minutes left. Hello, Paula. We have Paula from Maryland. I want to make sure Paula gets on here. Go ahead and the phone number.
Hi there. You're coming in softly, so as long as I can hear you, it's just fine. Okay.
Yeah, the sound seems to be not high enough there.
Okay, well...
I hear you fine, Paula.
Very good. Okay, this is my question for you, and you may not be an expert in this, but I'm going to go ahead and ask anyway. Do you know which candidates for Congress and Senate throughout the country that should be in office have a promising chance, have prospects, have a fighting chance? Do you understand the question?
In a way I do, in a way I don't, because I don't know which ones all of them. You mean somebody for future?
I mean somebody who is a candidate for office, for federal office, meaning Congress, Senate. The question is, let me ask it this way. Who needs assistance that should have assistance as a candidate, Congress, Senate? Do you understand that?
Oh, okay. I know what you mean now. Yeah, that's a good question.
And I mean, who actually has a fighting chance is what I'm saying. Because, you know, some people that you just have to admit that they're not, you know, worth helping. You know, you have to say it because it's just, you know, they're going to get 3% and that's going to be it. You just got to move on and do something productive.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have an idea about it, but not off the top of my head, because there are three people that I don't have their full names because I want to get it right. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that together and have that ready for the next show, if that's okay with you.
That's just fine. I just have to make sure I listen. I had to find a new time to go to church to hear you, but that's just fine.
Yeah, the thing is, I'll be more than glad to do that, because that is a very important question for several reasons. Because the Congress, and we're not just saying this, just to say that the Congress is corrupt, you know, because they are. Look at the deals they've made, you know, in the real world, you know, and they'd sell themselves out, you know, in a snap of a finger, you know, particularly with all of the regulations, which really make it hard for small business and mid-cap corporations to actually function correctly. But there are people there that are very good, but you don't hear about them. That's our problem. You don't hear about them because they just don't make that kind of splash. The paper, you know, the journalists, they only want to support people that are going to get the headlines and support a socialist thinking, see. No, I'll be more than glad. I think that is a very good question, Paula. And that has to be done. I've been disappointed in some of the people that I really had some faith in. One was from Tennessee, and I'm surprised how fast she sold out. It's sad. The thing, and that's what I'm worried about, is are people selling out? That bothers me a lot. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm gonna make a list. There are three people, as I said, and I'm gonna go and really put some effort into this and have that ready for next week.
Okay, very good. That does it for me for now. So I'll get off and let somebody else get on. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling, Paula.
Not a problem. Bye.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum from LD.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wynn Parker, and our producer got us back on air, and I want to thank the producer, Mr. Producer, absolutely. I was talking about when we were cut off air about the Energy Transfer Partners, which is a Texas-based company that's building the Dakota Access Pipeline. And Standing Rock Sioux tribe, this reservation, it lies a little bit south of the pipeline's pass. Say that the control of the conflict of the water and the contamination from the pipeline is plans to ask a judge in Washington to halt the construction. The pipeline actually runs along private land, and it crosses the bodies of water. These federal rules come into play. So the pipeline's route under the Missouri River can threaten the water supplies if the pipeline leaks. But The Army Corps of Engineers, they apparently, on their environmental impact reports, didn't do any cultural historic reviews, and they just ignored the Indians. I will not be able to help them in a amicus curiae brief because of other commitments that are on a medical scale, but of experimentation. But I will make some contacts, and the idea of the Dakota Access Pipeline going through in the that Standing Rock Reservation like that the way it is, and then it'll cross into Iowa, coming in from the Missouri and getting into Illinois. But the sacred lands that are there, that's a cornerstone. People don't realize that is part of the cornerstone of many cultures that came from the Mayan culture that migrated up and placed their, let's put it this way, their beings, you know, and in making it a sacred land. So, that being said, the taking over of the United States for various forms of new industry, which Hillary Clinton has called new industry, is actually taking over the Indian lands in a different way. And, of course, if they can get them off, as I said in the earlier part of the program today, there isn't enough food to take care of the American Indian lands. So, with that said, the genetics of food comes into play. In other words, the idea of the Human Nutrition Research Center by the Department of Agriculture is going to use genomics, in other words, the gene structure, to determination which kinds of food will metabolize in a certain way so as to control your diet. In other words, to decrease the meat and take away your protein, in other words, and put it into another way, see. A good example will be gene variants they want to, it's thinking that salt and sugar is part of the whole program. See. So let's say that the program is set up in such a way, it's called nutrigenomics, and it's offered by the government, which will be when they take your blood, they'll take an extra tube and test your genes for your food, which will control the food supply. Right now, you can go and buy food, you can store food, but keep in mind that the government owns the food is the way they see it in the real world. So there's a gene that people have for caffeine, which is called CYP1A2. Now, this metabolizer gene, because in my genetic backup of things is, it's got a cholinergic effect, and it has a variant that can metabolize caffeine, and putting high blood pressure or heart attack when the coffee intake is a little higher. But that gene controls another cytokine, and that is a very important. It has other kinds of implications of how they want to have you use caffeine as a control mechanism in food. Folate is highly researched. This is a gene which is called MTHFR, and this is found in green foods, linked to a greater incidence of heart disease and stroke. Variations of that particular folate that can actually slow the conversion of a dietary folate into an active form of a nutrient. The sodium gene is ACE. Now, this gene was found actually many years ago in the Second World War, so you have it's been used for a lot of manipulations of metabolisms in the human being, and particularly this is now going to be used for food, the same thing for certain chemicals that are used in the water. And it produces the ACE gene produces an enzyme that regulates the body's response to the sodium intake, all right, but the people with that variant will have a different risk of eating lots of salt, so that'll be controlled in a different way in the genome. And, of course, for sugar, the gene is GLUT2. Now, this variant has a subconscious amino acid sequence, which will put you at a greater risk for being overweight and developing, actually, cardiometabolic diseases. But the idea is that that GLUT2 gene is really involved in the study of depression. And this is how food will be used as another way to control what is called the hyperpolarization activated cyclic nucleic acid. This is called HCN. And this is a channel protein. This is a you can have increased depression, like behavior and increase. It depends upon how it's replicated. Now, the hyperpolarization activated cyclic nucleotide gated channel of proteins, HCN, is connected to what's called a dendritic brain protein, which is called TRIP8B, and that regulates an antidepressant-like behavior effect. And of course, this is highly going to be the main gene for the control of the population on depression, and the use of the electronics of electrifying water to in order to change the brain and its thinking, particularly in the conscious level. So to measure the depression-like behavior, there's a test that's been used for years. It's the idea of how well you figure that you escape an environment before you give up. This is used in television shows today. You'll see a lot of those kind of puzzles that they'll give people on stage. These are the governments testing these new puzzles to determine which gene is activating in the brain and is turning off the HCN channels in the brain, and try to replace them with smaller molecules. So that part of determination of the gene system as a biomarker will determine what's called the government calls proper social behavior. Now, proper social behavior is really determined in terms of the immune system. In other words, it's not just simplistic as you take an herb or you take a vitamin in which to change the immune system just on its open face. You have the lymphatic system, which is connecting to the brain where you have what is called immune-privileged proteins. And these are very delicate balances by which you can change social behavior by what is called the T-cell-derived cytokine, which is directed between social behavior and what are called interferon-driven responses. Now, these interferon-driven responses in the immune system are going to be controlled, like I talked about, absolutely controlled by the new computers, which will be liquid. In other words, the molecules will be liquid within the channel for the DNA onto the molecule. And that'll be moving from one side to the other. In other words, all the data will be moving as an electronic circuit into the computer as a liquid computer. Now, in order to determine the control of the proper social behavior, you need to control the idea of the immune system. You need to be aware of this because on the other level of actual tests that you can ask for that can be able to determine any malfunctioning immune system responsible for that social defect that they're trying to find in you. And that being said, We jump over into another use, if you will. If you have the gene therapy for treating depression, you ask yourself as a future. You ask yourself a question. Now you have to have an open mind to this, which my listeners I know have, because in terms of how we're taking stem cells and freezing them from animals. In other words, the pluripotent stem cells, they have the surface cells for the stem cells, and these cells have cell replacement therapies for these degenerative diseases. So in other words, the theme that they're putting out, not only to make you drink recycled water or have the children take a scoop of water from a fountain in the shape of a toilet, but now we're getting into, they're trying to just talk about mammalian extinction, which has been going on for some time, in terms of trying to save the stem cells for the regeneration and the reprogramming of the cells for a new animal. I must say, by the late 2015, there were five, left-out white rhinoceros, and they had died. And those were the key stem cells that were used for saving for extinction purposes. So what's being studied in the real world is for real use. In other words, if you have an endangered species, the animals, you see, because humans, and I keep talking about this, that the human, as we know a human on the planet right now, is becoming extinct. And even though there's an increase of population, the gene pool is still giving out the signal of the NPR TP8B, and is placing it out to change the brain system, which is being controlled by the government's policy of the different kinds of foods, if you follow that paradigm. And that's the paradigm in the real world. So what they're saving for, if you add all 3 hours of the Parker Pathway Show, I've given you four pieces of medicine of which you need to touch base with. I've given you the fact that you have the artificial intelligence. I've given you the fact of the determination of the new computer. I've given you the fact that the control, that's why Obama looks innocent on the surface, to say we're going to test for the Zika virus in the blood supply, which he should do, because on the tests that are there for Zika, which I talked about three shows ago, the tests, they only diagnose Zika in the first week or so after the onset of the symptom. So you don't have any way to understand, how the carry is going to happen. You don't know that because you have Zika immunoglobulin M, which is an antibody capture enzyme systems. You have the development of two forms of what is called the dingo viruses. You have other transmissions of the Zika virus with an RNA, which is of two other viruses. So what you're getting into is a situation where you can have a brain deformity, which they don't appear to have any complications at birth. So you don't know, you see, you do not know which form of a microcephaly that you're going to have in the baby as an impairment, because you're overclouded by two other viruses. So the other viruses, by the way, are dengue. Of course, the two dengues with the Zika, and then you have the chikungunya virus. And this is a totally deadly virus in terms of the development of how this came from other form of viruses from special types of trees where the insects were to take that particular gene structure from a tree. So you have four ways by which you can have a complication at birth in terms of the virus. Now, if the virus is setting up in the terms in our humans are becoming extinct, you ask yourself, well, why would a mammalian extinction become important for the humans? Well, you see, it isn't a question of crossing the gene structure for the stem cells for the pluripotent stem cell. What we're talking about is a real-world discussion of which form of the genomic code of the pluripotent stem cell will be used for treating Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and the Fragile X syndrome, and which is a genetic form of autism, to determine how you determine the evaluation of the endangered species of the human. That's the real world that we're dealing with. I'm glad I presented that to you, because that's life-saving stuff, and it has all to do with the election. That's the truth as to what they have. Thank you very much for listening to RBN and Parker Pathways on RBN. And that's 10 to 1 Central Time. Bless everybody.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What I want to mention as a way that all this gets centralized is that at the Mayo Clinic's biomarker discovery program, where you have in cancer, you have oncology, of course, you have these deals of heterogeneous tumors, and you have to stratify those patients statistically for monitoring these resistant mutations, which I mentioned in this three-hour program. These are all going to be controlled by a new science agency, and the statistics on these genomic aberrations are going to be part of determining this new form of death penalty. And what's at stake in the election is how well one understands science, because you see, as it stands now, as I have talked about from the beginning, that we need a grand jury of science and technology in this country. And no one really has expressed how Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton understands the science of this, even though they know all of this that I've told you. And they got their briefing. A lot of this was in the briefing. And of course, I haven't given away any classified information, but I've come close to it. And where we are here is we're dealing with the extinction of the human species and how to save it and how we do it under the new paradigm of controlling the war that is upon us, which has already started, in terms of the water supply, the determination of the genetics, the determination of what kind of food that you eat, and what you're able to determine is going to be your real-world salvation in terms of the food that you have. So, in other words, this is another reason that we have the big war. It's a real war of who's on the grid and who isn't. You have small gardens that are starting up. You have the government coming in and destroying people's gardens, just like they're taking their water in the eminent domain system. So this is quite real, and in terms of the water and the food and how it's monitored. Keep in mind that the whole point of the water in the future has to do with money. It has to do with it being metered. It has to do with how much you drink it and how much you use it and to measure it. And that is the future, which is called the smart city. And under the United Nations, that's the way they want it. Everybody's centralized around transportation routes. That's why Obama's always been for the electronic train across the United States. That's why they've sacrificed agriculture lands, crossed boundaries, taken away states' rights. And, of course, if you're a Democratic state, you've got favorability. If you're a Republican state, you didn't. And so this is the way it's been with the present president. So the next go-around on the election, as I keep repeating, it's not just a question of who is the president. It's a question of whom is controlling everything I've been talking about in genomics, determination of the food supply, the developmental system of the rights of regulation, and also the death panel itself. Thank you very much for being here and listening to Parker Pathways on RBN. Support the station, absolutely. And listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 1 Central Time. Tell people about the program. And I bless every single one of you. And thank you for being here. And I want to thank my producer for being here. We'll see you next week on Parker Pathways on Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless America.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is from the old school, new school.